We are learning Masechta Zivamis Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph, but we're starting 11 lines from the bottom, Yud Ches Amud Beis. We just finished Rav Oishi Yeshita explaining that Rav Shimon argues even in the case that the second brother did not do Yibum yet. That means Reuven dies without children, then Levi is born, and then Shimon does Yibum, and then Shimon dies. Levi is allowed to do Yibum according to Rav Shimon, according to Rav Oishi. Now what's Pshat? Lemaisa, when Levi was born, Oishi's Reuven is also to him. Teretz is, Gemara says, Rav Oishi holds Yeshika, and therefore it's Ki'ilu, this Eishes Reuven is married to Shimon already when Levi is born. So then Shimon, it's not the bad Torah. Just like if Shimon, according to Rav Shimon, if the second brother Shimon married Rachel already, Eishes Reuven, then the halacha is that Levi could do Yibam, because bad Torah Ashkechei, so even without him doing Yibam, just Al Yeshika alone, it's Ki'ilu is married to Shimon. And Mara has a kash on that. Maskel Rav Yosef. Hashda Zika or Maimer Masafka Rav Shimon. There's a case we have Zika and Shimon the Maimer. It means Shimon the Maimer and we have Yazika. Still, the Mesopik, Iknuz Adam Ya, Yeloi Knuz Adam Ya, Zika Luchudem. But you can tell me Zika alone is considered that Eishes Reuven is married to Shimon? Mahi. What's this case they tell me this, that is Masafka Le? Let's turn to the Mishnah. Shloisha Achim Nesum, Shloisha Achim Machriyos. You have three brothers married to three fremd women. Umeis Achad Mehem. And one of them dies, means Reuven dies. Reuven's married, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are married to three stam women. Reuven dies, but also by Sheni Maimer. Now Shimon does Maimer and Eishes Reuven. Umeis, and then Shimon dies. Harei Elu Chalzois V'loi Mesiavmois. The halacha is Levi is not allowed to do Yibum on this Eishes Reuven / Eishes Shimon through Maimer. He can't do Yibum. Why not? What's wrong? What's the problem? Let him do Yibum. It's a Mamshach. Either Reuven's wife or Shimon's wife. They're not related to him. What's the problem? The problem is like this. Shenemar, umeis echad mehem, yuvam yavileh, mishaleh zikas yav mechad. Someone who has, or Isha has one zika. B'loishaleh zikas shtey yavim. If there's two mitzvahs on her, that's yavam, doesn't work. Why does she have two mitzvahs? Because she's half married to Reuven, half married to Shimon. Since Maimar is not a complete marriage, so she's still a little bit zika from Reuven. And she's still a little zika from Shimon through the Maimer. So Rabbanon hold, it's called Eishes Shnei Mesim. It's called Eishes Shnei Yivamin. There's two Yivamin over here. Eishes Shnei Mesim we call it, or Zika Shnei Yivamin. And the halacha is, you cannot do Yibam. That's a Tanakam holds. Rav Shimon argues, no such thing as Eishes Shnei Yivamin. Either Maimer is Koina or it's not Koina. There's one way or another. There's no like in between, like Koina b'miksas. He doesn't hold this whole din of Zika Shnei Yivamin. Like Rashi says, the less they hachdrosh, you can say yivmin. The maimer koina is koina. So he says like this: Rav Shimon Maimer meyav leizem and shiyirtza v'chayil tashniya. You can do yivmin one of them and do chalitza to the other one. And it explains the Gemara explains. Rav Shimon explains pshat, or the Gemara explains pshat. Rav Shimon yivume tavayu loy. You can't do yivmin on both. Let's give names to make it more clear. Let's give names. Okay, Reuven has a wife Rachel, and Shimon has a wife Bracha. Okay, Reuven dies. Shimon does maimer to Rachel. To Rachel. Now he has one wife, Rachel, through Maimer, and his own wife, Bracha. So Shimon says you could do Yibum to one of them, and the other one do Chalitza to. So you can't do Yibum to both. Why not? Yibum with Tvar Eloi, Dilma Yesh Zika, Vahavashtei Yivam Yisabayis Mibayis Echad. Maybe there's Yesh Zika. You can't do Yibum to both. Why? Because maybe Yesh Zika. And then Rachel, who's Eish Reuven, is connected to Shimon. And Shimon has two wives now, Rachel and Bracha, and now I'll do Yivam to both wives of one person. Just do Yivam on one, let's say on Bracha, and you'll pat to Rachel. No, because maybe, loy. Really, then Rachel belongs to Reuven, and you never took care of that Yivam. So, Al-Mama Safkale, you see, there's a suffix. You see, even with a Maimer and Zika, Rabbi Shimon is Mesupik if she's considered married to Shimon. If he held that for sure she's married to Shimon, then you know what the lachobi is? You do Yibum to one, or Chalitz to one, and the other one's Potter, because it's both the same house, both Shimon's house. But he has a tzad, this Rachel still belongs to Reuven. Even though the Zika and Maimer, he has a tzad, Rabbi Shimon himself has a tzad, belongs to Reuven. So it's a kasha Rav Oishia. Rav Oishia said that it's such a strong bond, that Levi's considered, that Levi's born afterwards, after Reuven dies. It's still married to Shimon already. What do you mean it's not married to Shimon? We see even with Maimer, it's not married to Shimon, it's a Suffolk. It's a Mesupik. The Chit Tame, maybe you're telling me like this. Bechita, with the Raisa, Chinami, Deviyav, Mechadam, after Chadam. Really, with the Raisa, yes, Zika. So, Eishes Reuven's like married to Shimon, and really, all you have to do is take care of one of the two, and the other one's Potter. So, why do you need Chalitza on the other one? With the Rabbanon, who does it? And maybe it's Issa the Rabbanon. Gzeirah, Mishim Shema, Yoim, Rubei, Zivama, Isabah, Shei, Batim, Chadav, Vyavma, Idach, Miftarah, Veleiklum. Maybe you would think that really with the Raisa, you should be able to pat the other one. But people will say, two Yevamos, Avamos Dei Batim, one's Meyavma, and the other one's Pat Leiklum. And that's not true. Now, what would be a case, if you hold the Yeshikar of Shimon, what would be a case that there's two Yevamos from two Batim? How is it possible? Because the minute Reuven dies, it's connected to Shimon. And when Shimon dies now, it's all belongs to Shimon. So what would be a case? So it's possible if Reuven and Shimon die at the same exact second they die, so then both their wives fall to Levi, and they're not the two different Batim. That's one case. That's what Rashi says. Taisa says another case is possible that the Rishina was the erva to the other brother. Let's see, if Reuven and Shimon die and at one time, and the Reuven and Shimon die at one time, even die not one time, Reuven dies first and Shimon dies, but Shimon was related to Reuven's wife. So it means Reuven, there couldn't be a Zika to Shimon in that case. So then also be a case where there's not a Zika to Shimon, so there also be a case with two Batim. So maybe, really old Yes Zika says they're all Shimon's wife, both his wives are Shimon's wife. The reason why you have to do a Chalitza was another one, because maybe in a case where it's Taka, two Yivamas, two Batim, you'll think one Batim is the other one, that's not true. So we're saying really holds Yes Zika, just says Xerid like, Rabbanah maybe. Faith tomorrow, it's not true. But time with the Rav Shimon Shemaim Rav Lav Maimu. So first, Rav Shimon says the Vard is a subject about if the Maimu is a Kenyan or not. The time with the Braisa. Omer Rav Shimon Lechachamim. You said that the Shimon's, we can't do Yibam on Shimon, on Shimon's, on this Eishes Reuven, because to Shimon, because it's like two Zikas. You have Zika of Shimon, Zika Reuven. So Omer Rav Shimon Lechachamim, what's the problem? Imam Maimu is a Shani Maimu. If Shimon's Maimu is a good Maimu, then Eish Sheni Hu, it belongs to Shimon. And you're allowed to do Yimon on that. Eish Sheni Hu Boil. Then my Mari Shel Sheni, Eine Maimer, Eish Rishon Hu Boil. Rav Shimon Tanya Terabon, Amon of Shach. You're allowed to Yibam on Eish Reuven, which you called Rachel. That's what Shimon says. Because Rav Shimon said, if Shimon's Maimer worked, so it's Shimon's wife. Allowed to Yibam Shimon's wife. And if it didn't work, it's Reuven's wife. But Rav have is in between. He doesn't like that. So what do you see for Rav Shimon? Rav Shimon's Masupik, Maimer and Eine Maimer. It's not because, like, we just answered that, yes, Zika, really, it's Shimon's wife, Legamri, it's only a Gzeira. He says, Tanya's also Suffolk of Maimer. Taisa says he could have answered this, going with Dvar of the Rabbanon, but like upon him, you see him first in the Braisa, that Shimon's a Suffolk of Maimer. Omalei Abaya, so it's a good Kasha. So we see from here, the Kasha over here is that you see, like upon him, that you don't say, yes, Zika, Legamri, when Reuven dies. It's not exactly married to Shimon. So Abaya says, it's not a kasha. But he's showing like when Zika's Yavim Echel, Zika's Shnei Yavamin, Dilma Kiyam Rav Shem Zikru Zadam Yavim Echel, Ava Shnei Yavamin Loi. So Abaya says, Avatars, Rabbi Oishi only says Alacha when there's only one brother. There's Reuven and Shimon. Reuven dies, then it's forced to Shimon, then Levi's born. So there's like married to Shimon, because Shimon is the only Yavim we have. Masha Enkein, if there's another brother, already originally, there's two brothers, so then Reuven falls to two brothers, ready. Reuven's wife holds the brother. There's not Zik Knusa. We don't know who it is. There already is not so klar Zik Knusa. Maybe by two Yavam, you don't say it. By two brothers, you don't say it. And the case over here, there was two brothers. The case of this thing we just learned with Shimon and Maimar wasn't an Eishes Ach Shoy Balamai. Levi was in the world already. The three brothers in the world. So Shleisha Achim, Shleisha Dashim Chayas. The three brothers were in the world. So three brothers in the world is, there's two Yavamin. So then, there's two Yavamin. Maybe they don't say Knusa. Dilma Kimmer, Shimon Zika Knusa Dam Yavin Echad. Avshay Yavam Alay. Freit the Gemara, Mishon Rav Shimon. The Rav Shimon make a chilik between Yavam Echad Shnei Yavamin. By Tanyo, to the Braisa, Klalo Rav Shimon. Then when asked like Akasha, it sounds like Mefurash, not like Rabbi Yoshia. It says, Klal Rav Shimon, Kol Sha'aleida Kedemes L'Nesuin. The Gemara's Kasha basically is, even by one Yavam, you'll see this Ein Zika, because the Klal Rav Shimon, Kol Sha'aleida Kedemes L'Nesuin, if the Leida of Levi happens before Shimon's Nesuin, the Halacha is Loicha Letzes L'Nesuin. Because this is Rav Shimon talking, there's no yibum and no chalitza. Why not? Because Eishes ach shlo yeber lamay. Nesu'in koyim leida, but Rav Shimon marries before Levi is born. Oy chalitza, so emes v'yemes. Idu chalitza o yavam. My love, even by yavam echad, we say v'ktani loy chalitza, so emes v'yemes. Even by yavam echad, we say that it's local Eishes ach shlo yeber lamay. If he's born before Shimon marries, yes, zika is not enough. So you see, even by yavam echad, there's no yes, zika, not like Rabbi Yeshua. Zok tomorrow loy, b'shnei yevamim. So by two yevamim, yeshik is not enough. So break the gemara. Yevam and echad mai, hachi nami chaletz esayim seyavemes. But if it's one yevam, the zikas alone consider like it's married. Hachi adatani nesuin kaidem leida. That it says nesuin. If the suin happens for the leida, oy chaletz esayim seyavemes. Then you could do chalitza yibum. Liflay listed with the day. Why don't you say mechalik in the brisa itself, don't go to a new case in a suin. Just say b'medva amurim b'shnei yevamim. Dear zika is not enough. Aber yavam echa, where you have zika, that means only Reuben and Shimon. Reuben dies, now it's like married to Shimon. Then when Levi's born now, oichaletz seven yevamim. So chayra. Let it say amar kulam b'shnei yevamim. By two yevamim is a chilek between koydim suin achna suin. Break the gemara. Well, my klala. Then it's not a klal. We said a klal gadol. If Levi is born after Nesu'in, then it's mutter. If it's before Nesu'in, then it's aser. It's not true. It depends if it's one Yavam or two Yavam. It's not a good cloud. So really, the Gemara is blibing with a kasha, a Rabbi Yoshua, from here. Va'oid, so remember, Rabbi Yoshua's shita is there. Shimon argues even in a case where Levi is born before Shimon married. And why? Because he holds Yashika. So first kasha is the cloud said here, you have to marry first, Nesu'in. That's kasha number one. It's kasha number two. Va'oid must Rabbi Yoshua. Gimel Achim, you have three brothers. Shnayim mehem nesu'in shtei achayis. Two of them married two sisters. Or Aisha Bita. Or Reuben and Shimon married Isha and a daughter. Or Isha Bas Bita. Or Isha Bas Bina. These are all Arabists. That means you have Reuben and Shimon married two sisters. Or Reuben and Shimon married Isha Bita. Or Isha Bas Bita. Isha Bas Bina. Hare elu chotsois v'loi misyavmois. And the halacha is that if they both die, you do chalitza, not even. Why? Because they're erva to your zika. For example, let's say you have a brother here, let's say even one brother, Levi, and each one falls to Levi, each of them are a relative to your zikuka, a chay zikasai, or aim zikasai, and therefore halacha is, you have to do chalitza, you can't do yibum. That's the halacha of Tanna Kamma. Rab Shimon Paiter. Shimon, you don't have to do anything. Because we see Rav Shimon dashes on with tzarar that if two women who are related to each other fall to you at one time as a tzaras, they're part. That's the halacha in the Mishnah. That's the halacha in the Mishnah of Chesed and Beis. I think it's the Mishnah there that says it's halacha that they fall together. If Rav Shimon is a paiter, that's a Mishnah. Shimon paiter. So the Gemara. So what's going on? Let's analyze this for our sake. If Rav Shimon zika knusha damya, if Rav Shimon zika knusha damya, le yavim le kamaisa, v'tif de yidach. Do yibum to one, and pat to the other one. That means, that what's the problem over here? Whoever died first, let's say Reuben died first, let's say they were sisters, okay? Reuben dies first. Now Reuben's wife is like it's married to Shimon. Whatever, let's say it's Levi, it can't be Levi. It's like married to Levi. And then when Shimon dies, and the other sister falls, boom, knock her out. If Zika works, so then if Zika is a Knusa, so the first wife is your wife, the first one who falls is your wife, the other one gets knocked out with a tzara. Amrav Amram, my paitanami, paiter bishnia. You're right. We know it means paiter bishnia, paiter, not both of them are paiter. It means the first one that falls is your wife, to Levi. The next one gets pata al tzachoy sishtoy, or aim ishtoy. That's the halacha, it's pata. Pata bishnia means. The bride of Shimon paiter b'shnayim. Both of them are pata. What do you do then? So Rava tries to say a teretz. Oh, remember, all that's a kasha at zika. If you hold the yes zika, so when the first one dies, so then it's married to you. So the next one's an erva. It's not pshat that both like ervas to each other, and therefore they both can't be. The first one that dies is your wife already. So, but it says Shimon paiter b'shnayim. So Amar Rava shniyah shebezugzeh v'shniyah shebezugzeh. So Rava says, you know what it means paiter b'shnayim means? The second zug of everyone, because the Rava was learning like this, that you have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven was married to one of the sisters, Rachel Leah, and then there was a mother and daughter also. There was a mother and daughter there was Rivka and Dina. There was a mother and daughter, Rivka and Dina, okay? Mother and daughter, Rivka and Dina. So, Rava was married to Rachel and to Rivka, and Shimon was married to Leah and to Dina. Now, what happens is, Reuven dies first, so either Rachel or Rivka are considered married to Levi, because yes, Zika. Now, when Shimon dies, both of them are potter. Both Shimon's wives are potter. Why? Because let's say you say yes, Zika on the Rachel to Levi. So when Shimon dies, Leah is Achois Ishtoi, and Dina is a Tzara Zarva. So they're both potter. But they're both potter. Rava is saying, look at Ke'ilu, when Reuven dies first, that Levi's married to one of them. Once Levi's married to one of them, the other wives of Shimon are automatically potter, because one of them is Erva, Achois Ishtoi, and the other one is a Tzara Zarva. They were both potter. So Shnia means Shivazugzeh. Potter Shnia means Shnia Shivazugzeh, Shivazugzeh. So it comes out, Rava's learning when it's said in this Mishnah, Gimel Achim, Shnaim Mesuin, Shtei Achayis, Isha Bita, Isha Vas Bita, Isha Vas Bina, means that Reuben and Shimon were married to all these examples, all at once. Married to all examples. One of the sisters, one of the mother and daughters, one of the mother and granddaughters, married to all four cases. That was Rava's Teretz. And Rava's saying, Your potter Shnia Shivazugzeh, Rava made a mistake. There's four zugi. It's not one case. It's four different cases. Either Reuven and Shimon married two sisters, or Reuven and Shimon married the Isha Bita. It's or. It's oy oy ketani. That's kash number one. But oy, if Shimon poyta ba arbasam by, let's say he's parted in all four, because you're parted in all four combinations. Because once you're zika to one of them, so that's your erba. And the other three are tzara sarva. So you potter all four. Why is he only potter b'shteyem, which means shnei b'zugzeh? It's all four. So potter b'abbas b'alei. V'oy tanya, and even more, the Brisa says, Rav Shimon potter b'shteyem, menachalitza menayibum, shenema v'isha al-chayis ha-zikha tzara, b'shah shenaz tzara zu'azu, lo yelukuchim afil ba'achas mehem. It says in the Brisa, the reason is, because it says tzara, and that says, and they fall together as tzara's, they're potter on both of them. So it's mefurish that we're talking about that they're both potter, both wives are potter, not just the second group. Both wives are potter. It says, that everyone's potter. It's mefurish. So it's back shver that lechayra, if two sisters fall, the first one's already married to Levi, al ziyazika, so why can't you marry that first one? Elam Rav Ashi, you're right. Either enough of Zechaz. If Reuven and Shimon die one after another, then there'll be Yesh Zika Achinami. Hachamai Askin, enough of Zechaz. Reuven and Shimon died at one time. Is it that possible? Rav Shimon Sovalak, Rav Yisai Agli, Dom Efshel Tzamsin. The big one is, if it's possible to Tzamsin, and Rav Yisai Agli holds Efshel Tzamsin, we're going to quote Rav Yisai Agli holds Efshel Tzamsin, you could be Mitzamsim, something happened at one time. There's a Shalav Bechar that had twins. The Shalav both turned out to be Bechar or not. So Bechar is Efshel Tzamsim. He holds Efshel Tzamsim. So Akbar, we got out of that. But the first Kash was still a little bit Shver. But that's Rav Oishiyah Shita. One more line of Gemara, Rav Papa says, not like Rav Oishiyah. Rav Papa says, Pshat Rav Shimon, not like Rav Oishiyah. Papa Amar B'yavon V'achan Noilad Paul Rav Shimon. If Shimon did Yibum, and then Levi is born, that's where Rav Shimon holds Levi could do Yibum if Shimon dies. But if Levi is born before Shimon does Yibum, and then Shimon does Yibum, loy palug. What's the first Mishnah in the Geya? Then the first Mishnah says that Levi is born before Shimon Yibum, that there it's Aser. We know from the second Mishnah that's Aser. What do you need that for? And if Shimon only argues the second Mishnah. But the Vailabon Itzrich, but loy zu afsu ktani, it's loy zu afsu. Not only is it Aser where Levi is born. The first one is saying, not only is Levi Aser, when Levi is born before Shimon marries, even next week, even after Shimon's married, still Levi's Aser Israel Lamoy. And down there, Rabbi Shimon argues, says, no, the last thing, I don't do ready. The last thing, where Shimon did Yibum ready, there, Levi could do Yibum. Why? Because Noilad Beheteira, he was Noilad after Shimon married Eshu Ruvain, there's no Eshu Shakhlu Lamoy, and there it is, Mutter.